We are kicking off hour number two of the show. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their photo, and we put them up on our website because we're really proud of our lady listeners. It's not a beauty contest, ladies. It's open to you if you're female. I mean, that's the only requirement. And the other requirement is, in the picture, you have to prove that you listen to Free Talk Live. That usually means that you hold up a sign that references the show or perhaps references one of the personalities, and that validates your picture, and then we put you on our website, the Shrine of Female Listeners, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So you can call in about anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, bring it up, 800-259-5791. Let's go to the phones to Niall in Utah. Niall, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Greetings. How you guys doing?
Hey,
quite well.
Good, sir.
I love to hear your wonderful voices every day.
Ooh, okay.
Well, we love to hear your compliments.
I take you guys everywhere, whether it's running or to the dentist.
Fantastic.
Good deal. Well, tell the dentist about us, too.
Exactly.
Speaking
what's
of
your mind, Niall?
I'm going to take control of the show and be a little dictator here for you.
Great.
I called a few weeks ago. I was a socialist.
That's right. I remember that.
But first, I want to... I want to know what everyone's cookies are. I'm testing you guys.
Oh, favorite cookies.
Yes, favorite cookies. And my personal favorite is peanut butter chocolate chip.
Mm, that does sound good.
And or the Toll House cookies made perfectly according to the bag.
I'm definitely against any cookie that you have to open a package to get at.
No. With the chocolate chips, that recipe, if it's made perfectly, I think that might also be one of the better ones.
Especially
the
hot. This is an excellent question, by the way. I mean, we've talked about cheese in the past. We've talked about hamburgers in the past. I got to say, cookies is a new one for Free Talk Live for the past 3 years.
Well, it beats potty games, as you say.
I would think it does. I'm a big chocolate chip cookie fan myself. I like Otis. I'll usually go probably three times a week to a particular coffee shop in town that has Otis Spunkmeyer chocolate chip cookies. And
you
I
have
really
a wife. Why can't she cook something?
Well, they just got a stove about 4 days ago.
You need to pay attention to that.
Because those frozen cookies, the ones that, I guess they're not frozen, they're refrigerated. They're in the refrigerated section. You don't even have to do any of the work anymore. You just pop the dough
off, that's right.
Put it on a pan, stick it in the oven, you're good to
go.
Yep. And they turn out pretty good.
Free market work, gentlemen.
Indeed. Jason, your favorite cookies?
Well, I really despise those crunchy, crumbly, dry cookies.
When you bite them and they, like, detonate?
Yeah.
Well, you get a lot of that from the packaged stuff, like the Chips Ahoy, that kind
right.
of stuff.
Yeah. I like white chocolate chip.
Ooh.
Those ones are good.
That's exciting.
With or without macadamia, that's the question, though.
Ooh. That's a good question.
I would macadamia.
Definitely with macadamia, if you're going to have white chocolate.
I got to say, I'm not as exotic. I was thinking, as you asked that question, I'm thinking, oh, man, do I want to go with the M&M cookies? Because I really like having the M&Ms on the cookies.
Like I'm 10 years old with it.
But I got to say, snickerdoodles. Hands down, snickerdoodles are my favorite.
Kind of old-fashioned guy here.
What, snickerdoodles are old-fashioned?
Well, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think they are.
I guess. I mean, I'm sure most of these cookies have been around for decades.
I don't know. I just get the impression of old-fashioned. Let me digress one quick bit here, and then I'll take off.
Yes, Niall.
I've been listening to you guys pretty religiously since the time I called you, and I don't know if you guys hear this a lot. It sounds kind of lame, but you guys have really kind of given me a revolution in my brain, more or less.
Oh, that's a cool tagline. Can we use that?
The revolution in your brain.
If you want, I mean. But when I called, I was a socialist, and I have to say, I probably always will be a socialist at heart, but I can't fault you. Let's see how I put this. Darn it if you guys aren't right. Be honest with myself, be honest, be logical. Your evidence is solid, your logic is solid, and the morality
is there. Thank you for that, but I want to point something out, Niall. The best way for socialism to ever be tried out is under a free market system.
I absolutely believe that now.
Right. The free market allows you to go ahead and do whatever you want to do. It's just the problem with socialism is how most socialists want to force everybody else into the game,
that's
too.
That's part of it. But what really, really started to turn me was, among all your millions of other things, but I work with the mentally handicapped for a living,
mm-hmm.
and I actually enjoy that quite a bit. But, of course, you deal with the government quite a bit for funding and whatnot,
oh, yeah. mm-hmm.
and it's nightmarish. It's,
all the paperwork?
Yep. Well, paperwork you can get used to.
Okay.
It's their philosophy. I talked to my boss, and she actually maintained that in school, during your while they get their social work degree, they actually teach them that nobody has common sense, which implies that only those setting the policy do.
Right.
Wow.
I got my degree.
You're the only ones that know better.
Yeah, yeah. I got my degree in history, and that really bothered me. They don't care about what's right, and there's no. I mean, say what you want about the free market. There's a lot of bad things about it that I think you guys might ignore, but there's a lot more bad things with the government.
Nobody's ever said the free market is perfect. I mean, certainly. I mean, there's going to be things that you don't like about the free market, but that's okay.
But
because
you see, you've got the implicit freedom. You can do something about
right.
it. You can say,
exactly.
bugger off, I'm leaving. You know.
Well, I've actually been discussing on a progressive forum with some young people, and it's interesting hearing some of the claims they make about market failure, for instance. Well, we need the government to protect us from market failure.
No.
Well, what you consider a market failure, I might consider a market success. So who is it that's to determine whether or not the market has failed?
You know, I was looking at, as a socialist, I'm looking at it, and I realized that, say, Republicans or whoever are just bailing out bigger companies at the expense of the smaller people.
Right.
Of course.
Or you're bailing out the smaller people at the expense of common sense. I have to give a shout-out to all socialists out there within the sound of my voice to listen to libertarian principles. You can accept or reject the idea of the state or not, but darn it all, but there's some really good ideas there that I think need to be taken.
We really appreciate the input, man, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again.
Feel
great call
to return
tonight.
To cookies, though, gentlemen.
Yes, cookies. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791. Cool.
Now, Niall's sort of following the path of Johnson. Johnson was a bit of a socialist when he started his path to libertarianism, too. Isn't that so?
Well, yeah. I mean, most young people, I think, have that socialist tinge to them, if only because they were brought up in the government education system.
And they had parents. And the government has sort of positioned itself as everybody's loving parent.
Yeah.
yeah. The nanny state, as it were.
Sure.
Taking care of you from birth to death.
Well, when you're going to government school and you've got socialist teachers teaching you history, you've got socialist out of textbooks written by socialists, you've got government textbooks that make reference to garbage like informal amendments, and they just make stuff up about our country's history. Just a lot of misinformation. Of course people are going to be indoctrinated this way.
Yeah. I'm glad I could say I was never a socialist. I was never close to socialist.
Indeed.
I was a pretty dumb Republican.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was, too.
And it shows, actually, when you released season two of the show, when I first came on the show is when I started to become a libertarian.
Huh.
Boy, I can remember some crazy stuff I was saying.
I don't remember any of
it. You can't. Now, I was on the FM, and I was talking all kinds of Republican stuff.
Cause yeah.
All I did was listen to Republican talk. And
sure.
I had been.
You were just parroting.
Yeah, I was absolutely parroting.
Rush says.
The thing is I always wanted. I knew that the government was a mess, and I knew it was inefficient, and so I wanted it in as few things as possible. But I just couldn't imagine things existing without this,
right?
And things existing without that. And I had this natural, this belief that violence is good. You know,
uh-oh.
Like we can fix problems with violence. If because certain people are just messed up, and you must kill them. You know, so that was another. Spot that I definitely
I think the
on.
Politicians are messed up, and I wouldn't mind seeing violence used on them, but I'll stick to my principles and just let them get kicked out of office.
The politicians are messed up. We must kill them.
We're coming back. You can control the show. 800-259-5791.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion and productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show, and we're serious about that. Niall just proved it a moment ago with the cookies topic. In fact, it was so interesting that we continued to discuss it during the break.
I got described exactly what a snickerdoodle is. I thought I had something to do with chocolate and caramel.
No, not even close.
Mm. And rich, fluffy nougat?
Love that nougat stuff. It's a sugar cookie with cinnamon involved. And I'm not sure what else.
Somehow, Three Musketeers has managed to market just nougat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nougat and covered in chocolate.
And what's amazing about it is that nobody actually knows what nougat is.
That was going to be my next question. I mean, it's something I've only heard referenced with candy bars.
Yeah. Or I love these brands that they create, like Tecron, which is in Chevron gasoline, or Retsin, which is in...
gum?
Yeah, some kind of gum.
Yeah.
What it is. I think it's Clorets.
Yeah, whatever.
Or something like that. Certs have Retsin. That's right. Certs have Retsin. What the hell is Retsin?
Ooh. Now, with Retsin, as if everybody, oh, hey, they deserve my dollar.
Yeah, they taught me about that in elementary school. Whatever. 800-259-5791. Email box, FTL at freetalklive.com.
Was that Ian's attempt at a joke?
No. FTL at freetalklive.com is the email address from Nicholas in France. Says, oh boy, I just can't stand this sorry socialist country of mine anymore. Just so you know, we have had a thought police for some time in France, but it's getting worse all of the time. America is nowhere near as bad as France has become. This is one of those emails that's going to make you feel good to live in America if you live in America. It is illegal, however, this is certainly a path we could be going down someday. It is illegal and reprehensible to say, publish, or broadcast racist, sexist, homophobic, anti-Jewish, or anti-Muslim comments that could be construed as calling for violence against these groups or others. And these days, almost anything from the most objective comment to the most subjective rant can be silenced. This is in France again. Websites can get fined or closed, authors fined and their books forbidden, and only censored if they're lucky. Political activists or professional politicians get fined and silenced. Recidivism or serious offenses can be met with jail as well.
Wow.
Although this is a rare occurrence. This horrible thought police is never questioned in France, neither by the media nor by the citizens. After all, they're targeting illegitimate and fringe statements made by freaks, right? In fact, it's gotten so bad that almost anyone could be attacked in this country, and everyone's very careful with what they say in public. One thing Frenchmen are puzzled about is when they visit America is how easy it is to know what other people think. People just don't share their thoughts over there. Think about it. You have bumper stickers, flags, political or religious statements almost everywhere, and people are generally not as secretive as France. We have no bumper stickers at all, no flags, no political or religious statements, and it's completely unthinkable to engage in political discussions with other people unless we know them very well.
What?
Well, yeah, you don't want somebody ratting you out.
Man, that's crazy.
And even then, it takes a while to discover where other people really stand on particular issues, unless they're mainstream, which means they're hardcore socialists. The French only attend institutional protests organized by major political parties, and some issues are simply never discussed publicly, like abortion. Just to give you an idea of how bad of a climate this is, a few years ago, a prominent politician was fined 1.2 million francs, which is about $200,000 U.S.
Wow.
For stating the following, quote, "The gas chambers are a detail in the history of the Second World War." That's what he was fined for, saying they're a detail in the history of the Second World War.
Wow. Somebody didn't like it, so they fined him.
Wow.
It surely is stupid and inaccurate, but did it really warrant such a harsh punishment? Did it warrant any punishment at all? Outraged?
Oh, boy. Imagine if he said the Holocaust never happened.
Yeah. Outraged? Axed. Take a deep breath. Just today, the same politician responded to a BBC journalist who was interviewing him about these comments. The politician thought he had to set the record straight and put the quote within its context. He then stated the actual two or three sentences surrounding the original quote. "Now this guy's being sued by SOS Racism for heinous comments." I presume that's some sort of government office over there.
One was
"For heinous comments, which prove that he still hasn't learned his lesson. They're likely to win, but even if they didn't, the mere fact that someone could hope winning such a case still tells quite a bit about France and its thought police. This incredible legal uncertainty has led all politicians, authors, intellectuals, and even to a lesser degree everyday citizens to think twice before speaking out about any sensible subject. We must now carefully choose our words, lower our voices, and make sure nobody would get offended, for not only do we risk ostracism, but also the full penalty of the law. The other day, one of the friends I got to know from my girlfriend that I wanted to move to America, I told him about the Free State Project and how many Americans are still combative and willing to live free. The news rapidly spread within my group of friends, and soon everybody was questioning me separately about my motives and trying to persuade me to stay.
For the most part, my friends could be called Bush-like conservatives. I converted one of them to libertarianism, and I try to convert the others as well, one baby step at a time, always avoiding confrontation. Here's the unanimous response that I got. This is your country. You should stay and fight here. I put up with it. Most other countries are worse off anyway. According to Nicholas, there's no hope in France. I'm not going to waste my entire life fighting for a lost cause. I have a much better chance in New Hampshire. Just thought that was interesting.
We're going to be glad to have him in New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Now there are actually a lot of international members of the Free State Project from countries all around the world.
Just fed up with it.
Yeah, and, well, it's an interesting little process because, you know, they're going to have to go through the immigration process here, or maybe we could have some sort of open border thing going on in New Hampshire. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'd be willing, you know, I'm sure there are people, for instance, like if you're worried about you won't be able to get the green card or you just don't want to go through the bureaucracy, I'm sure there are people in New Hampshire that would be willing to, you know, put you up. That sort of thing. If you're an international listener of this show and, you know, you're thinking about coming to New Hampshire, I say just go and then deal with the whole immigration thing once you get there.
Yeah, I would think that the immigration would be a lot easier to deal with from here than there.
Right, yeah. Stay under the radar. Work behind, you know, under the table jobs. Don't show yourself. You can live in this country. Plenty of people do it from Mexico and other countries. I met a guy from Ireland once that was living here and he wasn't going through the process or anything like that. And he just had to be really careful. So it is possible.
Yeah. Well, it's not easy.
Right.
Certainly not easy.
And you wouldn't be able to vote.
Right. And, boy, the government sure doesn't like illegal aliens.
No doubt about it. 800-259-5791. You can take control of the phones. Manwich, where are we going coming up here? You got something about abortion?
Well, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments today on the abortion issue.
Yeah.
Whether or not young ladies, women under the age of 18, mm-hmm. can have an abortion without notifying their parents.
Do we really want to talk about abortion?
No.
I don't want to talk about abortion. I want to talk about whether or not they should be
notified.
Yeah, the parental notification.
So they're hearing the arguments today. Actually, I think this is a case from New Hampshire, as a matter of fact. We're going to get you all of the details here. In fact, why don't we get it started, Manwich, while we're here?
I thought you had the article. I don't have this article.
You said you had that.
No, I did not say that. I just said I wanted to talk about it.
Well, I certainly don't have the article.
Well, now, good God. This is the worst moment in Free Talk Live history. You're kidding, right, man?
I'm not kidding you. I've got this.
Supreme.
Oh, my God. We don't want to talk about abortion anyway.
No wonder the Miami program director says we're not ready for prime time. We don't even do our show prep correctly. 800-259-5791. You know, one of the ironies about the radio business is nobody in the business actually communicates with one another. It's funny. It's a communications business. The job of radio is to communicate to listeners. But inside, nobody talks to each other. We're coming back. Free Talk Live. And we will have the abortion thing for you.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sleek, stylish, and easy on the eye. Those are America's next top models, hybrid style. When I come back, I'll catwalk you through the cost of taking these four-wheel hotties home.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
With hot new models on runways or roadways, there's more than meets the eye. More as in cost. To calculate total greenbacks for hybrid green machines, consider sticker price. Though higher, it can be offset by federal and state tax credits. Repairs. Despite warranties, hybrids haven't experienced real road rigors over time. Factor cost and availability of hybrid-specific parts and lack of qualified hybrid technicians. MPG. 60 MPG has proven more show than go. Love. If the skinny on the cost doesn't scare you, a sleek and stylish hybrid may be worth taking home. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 800-259-5791. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And Manwich, the man who, during one of our breaks, I said, Manwich, what do you got tonight? Oh, yeah, I want to talk about this this situation with the abortion case in the Supreme Court.
That's revisionist history, and you know it.
Well, you finally dug up an article, and we're going to
I love how you pointed this out to me. You were supposed to be pointing at your screen when you were talking about it.
You read it something in that didn't happen. Anyway, you've got
now
it.
I'm reading.
You're
going
to hold it
happen.
Because we got calls. We're going to the phones. We're going to Eric in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Eric. Hey, what's on
I'm
your mind?
I'm on cell phone, so I don't know if I'm going to be breaking off or not.
That's all right. We'll let you know.
Have you guys ever talked about online dating on your show?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good topic. You got a story for us?
Oh, I was telling your guy on the, when I was in the, your technician?
Yeah, our phone screener and board operator.
Experience I had where I was scammed by someone.
Oh, no.
Fooled me. But luckily, I didn't put any money out because I was being told by my friends, well, come on, check them out, you know. I went to one website, and I scanned through the list of people on there that had their photographs, and I said, well, maybe she's in there. So I went through this long list, the real long list, and about two-thirds down there, her photo was.
Watch out for this girl here.
Wait, how did this happen? You were on an online dating service? And
yeah, it's the free ones. The free dating services are just filled with scammers, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Everyone I go on to, I'm just getting these messages all the time. They're usually from Nigeria or the Russia or
whatever. Yeah. And some people fall hook, line, and sinker for that
stuff.
Yeah,
they must be because they're doing it, you know.
what is it that they ask for?
Well, she didn't ask for anything. She just, you know, trying to get me to fall in love with her. And I started talking about, you know, getting tickets to have her fly out here to see her. And she was talking about what she has to do. She wanted to talk to her sister about how she had a poor relation, what she had to do to get out there. So the topic was, she was letting me do it.
Where was she allegedly from?
Oh, I can't pronounce the name of it. It was in Russia, but I can't.
Some other country, I see. Yeah, so what normally happens here, it's kind of a version of the Nigerian email scam. Normally what happens is,
ones really, you know, they were very blunt, like obvious, so obvious, you know. They just said, I had this accident. Somebody robbed me. I need my money. Can you cash this check for me? And that sort of
stuff. Oh, so they were asking you for money.
The ones from Nigeria, yeah. But
the ones from Nigeria. Okay. Well, they're both done in similar ways. This other person was probably just working you a little bit more. I mean, how long did you continue trading emails?
About a month, over a month.
Well, a lot of these guys are willing to put in the long-term effort because they know that some of these men will just be all googly-eyed over the pictures that they send. And the payout
was not good either. She was very, you know, kind of ordinary looking. Very
really?
Yeah, she's
well, what makes you think she was a scam?
Because her picture was on there, and her picture had the, you know, the caption. She had the guy who put the picture on there had his story and what she called herself and what story
oh,
she
oh,
called.
Oh, I see. You found some sort of a website that revealed the hoaxers.
Yeah, try to stick with us, would you?
I'm sorry. That's the part that I didn't totally understand in the beginning. Okay. Now I got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So when I was doing my own research, I was, oh, my God, there she is right there, you know. And I was like, uh-oh, I've been scammed.
Yeah, if you can't get the girl on the phone, you know, within the first few emails, I would say be real careful.
Now, when you say you've been scammed, when you said you've been scammed, had you been scammed or did you lose anything or just time?
No, I did not lose any, just my time and my emotion.
Sure.
I was like shocked. I was falling in love with this lady.
Oh, that's too bad. At least it was a learning experience.
Yeah, it was. I'm hoping other guys out there that are doing this, be careful.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. Yeah, that was always a good topic for us back when we were on our FM station back in the day. Everybody has a terrible internet dating story. I mean, everybody that's ever tried internet dating has come across something bad. Not necessarily a scammer, but, you know, one of those stories where you show up and the girl wasn't at all what you expected her to be, or if you're a girl and you showed up and the guy was just a total maniac nutcase for the date. So, of course, one of the things that you want to be sure you do is you want to meet in a public place, obviously. You know, if you have been carrying on a conversation and the person seems to be for real, go ahead and meet them in a mall. You know, meet them somewhere where, you know, you can put a little rose on your lapel or wear a certain color hat. You know, that way you can
something
identify
you take
the
off.
Person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, got it. Get rid of that thing. Look at that monster.
That way.
Gila monster over there. That's like a bridge troll.
If you got an internet dating hell story, we'd love for you to share it with us. 800-259-5791. Of course, the email address, ftl@freetalklive.com. That sounds like it'd make for a great thread on our bulletin board system.
Yeah. I don't trust it. I don't trust online dating.
Have you done it?
No. I haven't.
Why don't you trust it?
So I can't knock it, but I wouldn't attempt it pretty much because most people out there, I mean, male or female, are duds. They're not what you're looking for.
Okay.
A vast majority. And if it's difficult to tell in person... How difficult is it to tell over the internet?
Well, it's a different, totally different situation online because in person you're going by more of like an animal attraction sort of thing. It's a, you know, first you look at the person, you determine right away whether or not you're attracted to that person, and that's going to either kill it or make it continue. Online, that whole portion is eliminated. Sure, you can see a picture and that could generate some interest. But everybody knows online that pictures aren't necessarily anything representative of who you're dealing with. So what you end up doing online is you end up getting to know the person before you actually talk to them in real life. So it's kind of almost a reverse situation from real life. It's a totally different paradigm.
I think that's some of the attraction to online dating is that I've been making some mistakes up to this point.
Yeah.
I'm going to let a professional handle this. I think that he's right about the free sites as opposed to the ones that you pay for. I think that I would I really like the commercials that Harmony has. I personally.
Oh God, that's
what?
I don't know. I've heard bad things about them.
I haven't heard any bad things about them.
I don't know that guy. The guy on the commercials, he's a little too smiley and sugar coated.
Actually, I think they reject you. I think they reject you if you're not up to their standards too. Like if you don't have their value set.
I see.
I'm sorry, you are not dateable.
If you're not
your problem with them
or something like that.
I don't see why that would be the case.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Walt in Kansas City. You can take control of the show. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. Hey, I just wanted to say I think your Free State project is really a good idea.
Thanks. It's about time, don't you think?
Well, it's we should have done this about 200 years ago.
Well, they tried. They did
try. I mean, you know, when the North tried to take over the South, you know, I mean, yeah. Anyway, the bottom line is...
Are you going, Walt?
Pardon me?
Are you going?
Am I going what?
Free State.
Well, you know, it's like I said, it's an excellent idea.
But...
My father had a saying about good ideas, though. He said, as with too many good ideas, they don't all work. Now, I understand what the principle is, but here's my concern.
Hmm.
How many years do you think it is before Are you guys there now?
No, not yet. We'd like to be there next year.
Okay, well.
How many years before what? Well?
How can I put this? How many years do you think it'll take just to get the state of New Hampshire lined out?
Good question. We're going to address it coming up. Thanks for the call, Walt. 800-259-5791. How many years is it going to take to free New Hampshire? That's pretty much what he asked.
Right? Yeah.
Good question. 800-259-5791. This is your show. If you've got an answer, because I know we're not the only Free State Project people involved in this show, you can chime in. 800-259-5791. This is your show. Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Nattokinase is a powerful enzyme that supports healthy blood flow. The enzyme is isolated from a traditional Japanese food called natto, which has been eaten in Japan for over 2,000 years for cardiovascular health. Dr. Martin Milner, MD, professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, says, "In all my years of research as a professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, nattokinase represents the most exciting new development in supporting cardiovascular health." Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, says the first patient we asked to try it had a rapid and dramatic response. Allergy Research Group uses only the gold standard nattokinase, which is the only form endorsed by Dr. Sumi, the discoverer of nattokinase, and Dr. Ralph Halsworth, the leading nattokinase researcher in the U.S. Nattokinase can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedicals.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Isn't it for you? You can use that to take control of the airwaves. Seriously, bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, anything goes. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
So we had Walt on from Kansas City listening on KCXL a moment ago, and he said he thought the Free State Project was a pretty good idea. Now, just to recap, Manwich, what is the Free State Project?
Free State Project is a movement to move 20,000 liberty-loving activists to one state, that state being now New Hampshire.
That's right.
Well, I guess I say now. It's not like it's ever going to change, but it originally wasn't. There were 10 choices, and New Hampshire was voted on.
Correct.
One of the reasons New Hampshire was voted on was because, well, it's currently, could be argued, the freest state in the Union. You don't have to have your seatbelt on. You're pretty much able to open carry.
No sales tax.
No sales tax.
No state income tax.
Right. No state income tax. Those are good things.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So the idea is to move all these liberty lovers there, make have them be activists for liberty, and then free the state as much as possible. And so Walt's question for us was, how long do we think that it would take, you know, to, I guess, make New Hampshire somewhat much more free than it already is, I suppose. Jason, what do you think?
You know, New Hampshire is, they do have a leg up on,
no doubt,
on the rest of the union, but it's still going to take a while because you still have Republicans and Democrats in office, and incumbents tend to stay incumbents.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So it might take a while.
You know what? There's no way to tell. I don't have an answer for that. And I think the first most important question we have to answer is, how long is it going to take to get 20,000 people to New Hampshire? Because right now there's only about 120 people.
130. Yeah, 140. Let's say 140 because we don't know. It's been a
while. There's about 140 people that have actually jumped the gun. They've moved early. They've gone to New Hampshire early. Because the original plan was that we reach 20,000, and then the 20,000 have the next 5 years at that point to move to New Hampshire. Now, at the rate we're going right now, getting people signed up, it's going to be a little while before we reach 20,000. So they've kind of changed the mission of the Free State Project. 20,000 is still the target goal, but they're encouraging people to go now. And they should be. And I think that's a good idea because the people that are there, that are on the ground, the early movers, as they're called, are making a difference already. We heard from Dave up in New Hampshire, I think it was last night. He's telling us that this Saturday they're going to be having a protest at the Manchester Airport, an eminent domain protest. And already there's a chance they might get arrested for doing it because they don't have a permit, for instance.
That's great.
Yeah. So that there's that. They burned the UN flag. They're going to do that again. They just had a Social Security card burned. They've had other protests. I mean, there's already been a huge amount of activity. More stuff has gone on in New Hampshire within the past year and a half than has gone on, to my knowledge, in the state of Florida, period. I've never heard of any events like a Social Security card burn going on in any other state. So with that in mind, I think we've got already some momentum built up. And if we can start moving moving the Free State Project members to the state sooner rather than later, it'll happen sooner rather than later. But if most of our 20,000, and we're only at about 7,000 so far, if most of our membership sits back and waits it out and, you know, waits to see if we get to 20,000 or just kind of takes their time with it, I think it could take, you know, a decade or two.
It could, but I don't know. I'm eternally optimistic when it comes to things that I believe in. And let's keep in mind that there's 135, 140 people that have moved.
Yes.
There are the already in place.
About 300 people that are already there.
300
people that were members of the Free State Project that happened to already live in
right.
New Hampshire.
And
right.
There's the libertarians that wouldn't have moved, you know, just the sort of, you know, borderline mm-hmm. ones that aren't willing to move, like Walt thinks it's a good idea, but he hasn't signed up.
Right.
And there's people like that in New Hampshire. And we now have, as Manchester, mm-hmm. there is a, you know, state representative.
A selectman.
There's a couple of state representatives that are libertarians there, and now there's a selectman. They're getting people voted in.
How many
states have libertarians voted in?
And you know
too
what?
Many.
Nobody predicted the Berlin Wall was going to fall.
No.
Right?
It just did one day.
Right. So, for all we know, seriously, for all we know, another couple hundred people could come in there. It could. They're already getting a ton of press coverage. I mean, when 10 guys show up at a protest, they're getting media coverage already in that state.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it could really snowball if another 100 people move in and then another 100 people. I mean, by the end of 2006, if we had 500 people in the state or more, I think that could be really tremendous. So, you know, it's all speculation, really. Well,
yeah, it is.
All of it is speculation. We can sit here and speculate about it for another 15 minutes all the way to the end of the show if we wanted to, but it's not going to do any good. What's going to do good is getting freedom lovers to New Hampshire, getting them active. And by the way, the really powerful part about the Free State Project is its decentralization. When you move up, if you are interested in all this, if you move up, you're free to do what you want to do. There's no set agenda. There's no schedule that you have to follow. There's no, cabal of people giving you orders. You go up and you do what you feel like doing. You want to take part in the marijuana protest that's going to happen next year? Take part in it. You want to sit that one out? Sit it out. If you want to write letters, maybe you're just not somebody that wants to show up in public at all. Maybe you're one of the behind-the-scenes people. because not everybody's like us. You know, not everybody's willing to go out and, you know, hold a sign on the roadside or something like that. Some people love liberty, but they don't want to put their jobs in jeopardy. They don't want to, you know, draw a lot of attention to themselves. But you can be activists too. Write letters to the editor. Go up and just talk to people. I mean, there's various different ways that you can help spread freedom and you can help spread liberty. And I think already we're being very well received in the state. Sure, there's the socialists that are up there. I mean, a lot of people come up from Massachusetts. They move up into New Hampshire because it's cheaper to live, but they're still socialists. So we definitely have a fight on our hands. We definitely have a lot of work to do. But from what we've seen, heck, just tonight, we had a socialist call the show earlier who said that he's been listening to the show on a dedicated basis, and now he has become much more of a free marketeer as a result of it. It's just a matter of time. Liberty is a winning bet. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791 is the number. You'll need it now because, well, we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern. So if you want to get on, now be the time to make that call. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
All right, Manwich. Now we finally get to your issue. So have it ready this time while I tell you about AMP. AMP.FreeTalkLive.com is where you want to go if you want to support Free Talk Live. If you like the fact that we can give you everything for free on our website, archives, months worth of archives, live streaming, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system with thousands of posts for you to surf around through. All of it is on the house, and it will continue to be. But it does cost a little bit of money to do all this stuff for you. We like doing it for you for free, and again, we're not going to stop. We want your voluntary support. $3 a month is all we're asking for. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn a lot more about the AMP program and some of the cool bonuses that amplifiers get for just $3 a month. of course, there's a long-term goal to this whole thing. We have promised to cut back 25% of our commercial time if we reach a certain goal. In fact, just to prove we're serious about it, if we reach 50% of our goal, when we reach 50% of our goal, we're going to cut back 2 minutes an hour of commercial time. When we reach 100%, we'll cut back another 2 minutes an hour. That's a total 4 minute per hour reduction. That's like lobbing off an entire commercial break from the show. We're going to do it. Amp.freetalklive.com. We're almost an entire tenth of the way to our final goal, which means we're a fifth of the way to our halfway point.
Yeah. Good deal.
Not too shabby. Amp.freetalklive.com. All right, man, what's going on in the Supreme Court?
Oh, I was still hoping we'd get a little more fun with math. That means we're one quarter of the way to... All right, here we go. Justices weigh parental notification laws. The Supreme Court on Wednesday wrestled with a New Hampshire law that requires a parent to be told before a daughter ends her pregnancy. With no hint, the justices were ready for a dramatic retreat on abortion rights under their new chief. The court is dealing with its first abortion case in 5 years, as well as the first under the brief tenure of Chief Justice John Roberts.
Hmm.
So, there you go.
Nobody
knows anything we didn't know before.
So, in New Hampshire, there's a law that requires young ladies to tell their parents that they're having an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And somebody's challenged it, and it's made it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Right. And I figured it'd be a good topic because you, of course, are going to say, yes, they should have the right not to notify their parents. And I, of course, believe that their parents should be notified.
Why?
Because they're their children. They're responsible for them.
Did you notify all your parents of all the things you did as a kid?
None of them were abortions.
Oh, I see. So all the other stuff, it's okay then.
Well, I'm just saying that the parents are responsible for the child. The child does something, breaks a law. The parents are responsible for that child. You have to give them the tools to be responsible with.
Okay. I understand that, but in this case, the parents are not responsible for their child getting knocked up. The child's responsible because she spread her legs.
Parents would be evil people if they didn't help take care of that child. They would be looked at as evil people if they didn't help that child take care of her child, their grandchild, and they're going to be responsible for it. As you know, in most of the cases, 16-year-old girls having kids, parents end up taking care of them.
Right.
Why shouldn't they be notified?
Well, because maybe the kids are scared. Maybe the girl, maybe the kids are stupid.
That's certainly possible.
I mean, kids do stupid things all the time, no doubt about it. But if you've got a pair of religious zealots for parents that are going to disown you for if you get knocked up as a girl, maybe you don't want to tell your parents about that sort of thing. I can totally understand where the girls are coming from on this, and I'm sure we're going to revisit this when the case comes around and is decided upon. Unfortunately, we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And join us online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. The conversation continues on our bulletin board system there. And don't forget to amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com. $3 a month, amp.freetalklive.com. See ya.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you run or